Kia ora, John Winters, New Zealand supermarket sleuth, with this time we start briefly dealing with New Zealand before catching up with what's happening in the UK. There's been much talk about attracting another player to the New Zealand supermarket scene to go up against the duopoly of Woolworths Australia and Foodstuffs. But who's got the means and the might to take them on? It looks as though it could well be The Warehouse. During last year, it showed signs of nibbling away at introducing more supermarket products. But not the way it happened around 20 years ago, when there were packed groceries, frozen food, chilled food, fresh produce and bakery, as well as the confectionery, snacks and carbonated beverages they were already selling. Back then, they couldn't quite get it right. And they even went into pharmacy at the same time, and that fell by the wayside too. Now they're showing signs of returning to the supermarket area with chilled goods like milk, flavoured milk, cream, butter and spread. But the most interesting move is they've chosen to have own label products in addition to national brands. They haven't the range to be seen in foodstuff stores under its private label Pam's brand, or carrying the Woolworths logo in Countdown, Fresh Choice and Super Value. But it covers a number of household needs, with, I'm sure, more to follow. The two private label brands are Market Kitchen and Farmers Market. There are around 100 different products bearing these labels, covering products like coffee, and not just instant, olive oil, potato chips, tinned spaghetti and baked beans, garlic aioli, jam, marmalade and honey, dried fruit, nuts, barbecue sauce and cornflakes are within the range. Household non-food products and personal care brands are also much in evidence. Go along and take a look. You'd be surprised what there is. And groceries are set right at the front of the store, so you can't miss them. The store where everyone gets a bargain, and it certainly seems so far from what I've seen to be true. Now to the UK. In the tough times British supermarket shoppers faced last year, they've discovered that instead of putting up prices, suppliers had gone further into shrinkflation and even skimpflation, but they did it by stealth. Consumer group Which is urging supermarkets and manufacturers to be more open with suppliers about so-called shrinkflation and skimpflation. Which revealed that it was inundated when it asked shoppers for examples of products that were smaller or had fewer expensive ingredients whilst prices had stayed the same or risen. Sausages with less pork, ready meals with reduced meat content, shrunken pots of butter, packs of tea with less bags, and smaller bottles of mouthwash were among the downsized and downgraded groceries being offered to consumers as retailers and manufacturers sought to cut costs. The study confirmed that both branded and own label were affected, which acknowledged that the changes had come at a time when input costs had soared, but suggested that shoppers were now getting a raw deal. Said Ellie Clark, retail editor for Which, our research shows that while some popular products are subtly decreasing either in size or quality, the same can't be said for their prices, which means shoppers are inadvertently paying more for less. Supermarkets and manufacturers must be more upfront by making sure changes to popular products are clear, and by ensuring that unit pricing is prominent, legible and consistent in store and online, so that shoppers can easily compare prices across different brands and pack sizes. The end of her words. Andrew Opie, Director of Food and Sustainability at the British Retail Consortium, BRC, noted that nearly all the examples identified by Which reflected decisions by the manufacturers rather than the retailers. In France, Carrefour has been one of the most active retailers to challenge big food and drink companies over prices and the issue of shrinkflation. Last year, it started a campaign against shrinkflation, sticking warnings on products that had shrunk in size but cost more. Earlier this month, the French government also submitted proposals for a wider shrinkflation labelling campaign at supermarkets, which officials hope to launch in March, to authorities in Brussels to ensure compliance with EU regulations. So why can't similar action be taken in Britain? If you come across glaring examples of shrinkflation or skimpflation, then why not email Which? Now to the supermarkets. First of all, what's happening at Aldi? It's introduced contactless payment at its trial checkout free store in London to make it easier to access and use. The change means customers will no longer have to register via the discounter's Shop and Go app on their phones and can instead tap their contactless payment card or mobile phone to enter the store. In the wake of Amazon launching its high-tech checkout free grocery format in the UK, Aldi's Shop and Go concept store in Greenwich was opened in 2022. It lets customers complete their shopping without scanning a single product or having to go through a checkout. That'll certainly speed up your short supermarket visit. The system uses cameras to detect which products people have picked up and put in their baskets. Once customers have finished shopping, they're charged automatically via their contactless payment card or Aldi Shop and Go account, getting their receipt via the app or website. The discount is yet to confirm whether it plans to roll out the format to other sites. It's also cutting the price of more than 40 of its most commonly bought products as it continues to pass on reduced cost pressures. The latest round of cuts include items like coffee, tinned soups and pet food, with prices lowered by up to 17%. The discount has again been named as the most popular supermarket in the UK, ranking ahead of its traditional Big Four rivals, as well as M&S and fellow discounter Lidl. The poll by YouGov is based on the percentage of people who have a positive opinion of a supermarket chain. In the third quarter, Aldi's popularity score of 81% beat Tesco and Sainsbury's both on 79% and Asda at 78%. Lidl was down at 73% in sixth place. Earlier this month, Aldi was named by consumer watchdog Which as the UK's cheapest supermarket of the year for 2023, having also won the accolade in 2022 and 2021. Now to Lidl. Several industry experts have suggested that Lidl's loyalty app was one of the reasons it outperformed its rivals, including Aldi, over the Christmas period. The Lidl Plus app, launched in 2020, rewards customers with coupons, discounts and prizes. Mark Hoopermans, executive director of Düsseldorf-based discount retailing consultant known as DRC, told trade magazine The Grocer the popularity of the app meant Lidl had much better insight into what customers wanted at Christmas. Meanwhile, William Snoyerts, also a DRC executive partner and former Aldi Netherlands board member, told The Grocer that Lidl's larger product range, about 2,400 lines compared to Aldi's 1,800, put it at an advantage at Christmas when customers wanted greater choice. He said, in his words, one of the main ways for them to catch up with Aldi. Hoopermans and Aldi was now considering launching its own loyalty app. Now to the major players. Asda's revealed that it'll be adding a host of new convenience stores to its estate by the end of this month, with five sites just opened. The retailer's currently in the process of converting the forecourt convenience stores it acquired from the Co-op and EG Group to its Express brand, with it also opening standalone outlets. The 21 stores set to open by the beginning of next month are on top of 17 stores already open this month in places like Southampton, Cardiff and Clapham. Five Express stores open today in Holmes Chapel, Derby, Sandford, Sandy and Hornchurch. They'll be followed by new sites in Heywood, Evesham, Fareham, Crouch End, Crawley, Corsham, Dagenham, Rudlam, Horsham, Denham, Stoke-on-Trent, Clydebank, Haslemere, Poole and Leicester. The newly converted Asda Express stores stock up to 3,000 branded and own brand products, including essentials like milk and bread, as well as lunch on the go and dinner options. Addressing Asda's gap in the growing convenience market has been a key pillar of the retailer's strategy since it was bought by the Issa Brothers and TDR Capital, with its long-term strategy to become the UK's second largest grocery retailer. After disappointing results in its last financial year, upmarket northern grocer Booths saw strong trading over the Christmas period. Like-for-like sales rose by 8.7% during the 3 weeks to January 6, after a record Christmas week when sales climbed 8.3% year-on-year. Booths credited the performance to higher customer numbers, which drove up basket spend and volumes across its 27 stores. The retailer saw strong demand for traditional festive food and drink. The Co-op is reportedly set to ditch its 2p for every £1 spent towards spent rewards offer to focus on a, their words, significantly increased number of member-only prices and deals. According to trade publication Retail Week, members of the Society's loyalty scheme, which currently receives rewards on purchases of branded food items, will instead, and these are their words, benefit from price reductions on branded as well as own brand foods for the first time, the end of their words, and receive two personalised offers every week. A spokesman for the convenience store retailer told Retail Week that its analysis showed that, and these are their words, member pricing is financially more rewarding, that means to the customer, than the rewards available via the previous mechanism, end of their words. The new offers will be available to Co-op food shoppers and people using the group's insurance, funeral care and legal services. Shoppers with existing rewards will have until the end of the year to either spend them with the Co-op or donate them to local causes. Iceland says sales of its £1 or less range have soared this month as consumers looked to make savings after the costly Christmas period. Sales of the supermarket's value lines jumped 61% in the first half of this month, with demand for its £1 meals up 84% in the first week. The frozen food retailer added 50 more own label and branded products to the £1 range earlier this month, boosting the offer to 700 items. Now, lots of news from M&S. Marks & Spencer says it's rolling out its refills scheme for own brand cleaning and laundry products to 19 more stores following a successful trial in 6 shops last year. Developed in partnership with Reposit, the scheme lets customers choose from 10 pre-filled products, including cleaning sprays, laundry detergents, fabric conditioners and washing up liquids. The initial purchase includes a £2 cost for the returnable bottle. On returning it to the store, customers get a £2 voucher, which can be redeemed against a second purchase in the M&S refilled range. To date, more than 10,000 M&S customers are using the scheme, with the most popular product being citrus washing up liquid. M&S Food is investing in the price of over 200 products as part of its drive to improve the competitiveness of its offer. The retailer is cutting the price of 65 products by an average of 6%, building on the over 200 reductions announced last October. Items like Remarkable Value baked beans, instant coffee, rice and cream crackers are included in the latest round of cuts. M&S launched its Remarkable Value range back in 2019. It's now made up of over 100 everyday staples and has helped the retailer become one of the best performing chains in the grocery sector over the last couple of years. M&S Food also says that until Easter, it's extending its price lock on over 100 items from soups to shower gel. In its recent third quarter trading update covering the Christmas period, M&S revealed sales of price lock products were up 28%. Rewater, a brand that offers water bottles made from recycled aluminium, is now available in Marks & Spencer stores in both still spring water and pure sparkling water variants. Rewater bottles can be refilled, reused, resealed and once finished with, disposed of through standard domestic recycling. As the bottle is made from fully recycled aluminium, it generates 95% less energy than new aluminium products and was developed in response to the growing global demand for single-use materials. As well as being an alternative to plastic bottles, rewater bottles are also said to keep the water cooler and fresher for longer. Now to M&S's loyalty scheme. While many leading supermarkets have introduced exclusive discounts or their loyalty scheme members, M&S has scrapped a trial of Sparks prices. The retailer launched a trial of discounted prices for members of its Sparks loyalty program last summer in about 50 stores in Wales, North East England and the West Midlands. According to trade magazine The Grocer, it's now ended the initiative after a review of its loyalty scheme and indicated Sparks prices would not be pursued. And finally for M&S, it's revealed it plans to invest £30 million in developing its store portfolio across Scotland. The investment includes the opening of 5 new outlets and the expansion of existing sites over the next 18 months. The plans include £15 million for the retailer's Aberdeen Union Square store to be doubled in size to offer a market-style food hall with new features such as a flower shop, a cheese barge, larger in-store bakery and a dedicated wine shop. Alongside a new M&S food hall coming to its Linlithgow site this month, a new full-line store in Dundee's Gallagher Retail Park is on track to open in the summer. M&S will also open in Largs for the first time with a new food hall due early 2025. Morrisons is making steps to grow its presence in universities with the opening of a store in the University of Bradford. The group entered the university campus market last September with an independent Morrisons Daily store opened at the University of the West of England. In addition to the store in the university's student central site, there's also a separate Morrisons kiosk on the other side of the campus, offering a selection of food-to-go options and hot drinks. Sainsbury's is claiming it's invested a total of £220 million in lowering prices during its current financial year, which ends in March. Cutting prices on everyday products and rolling out its Nectar Prices scheme has been supported by its Save to Invest programme. This has seen £1.3 billion saved across the business over 3 years to invest back into its customer offer. Earlier this month, Sainsbury's increased its Aldi Price Match campaign to a total of 550 products, almost doubling the range year on year. It's also ramping up its Nectar Prices scheme this month, which currently covers over 6,000 items. Until the end of the month, shoppers will find half-price deals across many leading brands, including Cathedral City, Lurpak, Müller, Persil and Sift. Finally, the Co-op's outlined its growth plans, which include opening hundreds more franchised and Nisa stores, as well as growing its membership base to 8 million by 2030. Data released by the convenience store retailer shows it now has 5 million active member owners, up almost 15% on the previous year, with a 21% increase in members shopping with a co-op during December. The group's also targeting a greater share of the convenience market through omnichannel growth. This includes acquiring new co-op sites, more than doubling the number of franchise stores, opening 400 new Nisa outlets, and accelerating its share of the quick commerce market to over 30%. It's also just launched a new round of member prices within its food business. This will see prices cut on 117 items, which, for the first time, will also include branded goods. The cuts cover key lines such as bakery, dairy, soft drinks, and pet food. The move follows a major investment in pricing by the retailer last year, where members' prices were introduced on 175 everyday products and takes the total investment to £100 million. And that's it for this time. Talk to you again soon. Bye.